And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 27th of February, 2012. It's the birthday of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Portland, Maine, 1807. Went off to Bowdoin College with Nathaniel Hawthorne. After the death of his wife, Mary Potter, from complications of a miscarriage, Longfellow found solace in reading German poetry and began writing poetry of his own. His first collection, Ballads and Other Poems, came out in 1841. It included The Wreck of the Hesperus and The Village Blacksmith, was very popular. 6 years later, Evangeline, then The Song of Hiawatha, then The Courtship of Miles Standish. And after the tragic death of his second wife, Fanny, in a fire, he translated Dante's Inferno. It was on this date, 1860, Abraham Lincoln gave a speech against slavery at Cooper Union in New York City. The Great Hall filled 1,500 New Yorkers curious to see this man from Illinois. One eyewitness said, "When he rose to speak, I was greatly disappointed. He was tall and so angular and awkward that I had for an instant a feeling of pity for so ungainly a man. But once Lincoln started to speak, quote, his face lighted up, the whole man was transfigured. I forgot his clothes, his personal appearance, his individual peculiarities. Forgetting myself, I was on my feet, like the rest, yelling like a wild Indian, cheering this wonderful man." The speech was reprinted widely. The New York Times printed it in its entirety on the front page the next day. It made Lincoln famous. He was invited to speak all over the country, and that summer the Republican Party named him their candidate for the 1860 presidential election. Speech that ended with the words, "Let us have faith that right makes might, and in that faith let us to the end dare to do our duty as we understand it." And it's the birthday of John Steinbeck, Salinas, California, 1902. Supported himself as a manual laborer, wrote about migrant workers. His first success was the novel Tortilla Flat in 1935, became a movie starring Spencer Tracy and Hedy Lamarr. Drove around California in an old bakery truck, looking at migrant workers, writing about them for a newspaper. And in less than 6 months, out of his own journal, he had a 200,000-word manuscript, Grapes of Wrath. John Steinbeck, who said, "We are lonesome animals. We spend all our life trying to be less lonesome." Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dobbins entitled Pursuit. "Each thing I do, I rush through so I can do something else. In such a way do the days pass, a blend of stock car racing and the never-ending building of a Gothic cathedral. Through the windows of my speeding car, I see all that I love falling away, books unread, jokes untold, landscapes unvisited. And why? What treasure do I expect in my future? Rather, it is the confusion of childhood loping behind me, the chaos in the mind, the failure chipping away at each success. Glancing over my shoulder, I see its shape, and so move forward as someone in the woods at night might hear the sound of approaching feet and stop to listen. Then, instead of silence, he hears some creature trying to be silent. What else can he do but run, rushing blindly down the path, stumbling, struck in the face by sticks, the other ever closer, yet not really hurrying or out of breath, teasing its kill." Pursuit, poem by Stephen Dobbins from Cemetery Nights, published by Penguin Books, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, sponsored by Constant Contact, celebrating the launch of Social Campaigns, a brand new social media marketing tool. Learn more at constantcontact.com. And by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.